And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
As New York sweltered in 40-degree heat, humour was the order of the day at a Lutheran church in the city, which posted a sign outside saying, "The devil called. He wants his weather back." Since the beginning of the week, temperatures have hovered in the mid-90s or higher during the daytime, and night brings little respite, with the heat staying largely trapped by the asphalt. At least one death in New York has been attributed to the extreme weather. The city is under an excessive heat warning, and officials are urging everyone to take precautions. New Yorkers are being told to drink up water, not alcohol or soda, and stay inside until the brutal heat dissipates. That's expected to happen this weekend, after a storm meteorologist warned could be violent. The high temperatures have stretched across the entire northeast and into the Midwest, including Chicago. Much of the United Kingdom had record temperatures over a two-week period, with thermometers reaching 34 degrees, higher than many favourite overseas holiday resorts. The weather broke this week with huge thunderstorms that burned down one family home in Kent and caused flash floods in several areas. Sadly, two teenage girls died this week after cooling down a river in Tyne and Wear, Northumbria. They were swept away by strong currents, and their bodies were found after a search, lasting several hours. Monsignor Leo Cushley has been appointed Archbishop of St Andrews in Edinburgh by the Roman Catholic Church, replacing Cardinal Keith O'Brien, who left the post earlier this year after admitting inappropriate sexual conduct. Cushley is a Scot and a diplomat who has spent time in Cairo, Burundi, and the United Nations, and works in the Vatican Secretariat of State. Cardinal O'Brien, 75, left Scotland earlier this year for a period of spiritual renewal, prayer and penance after admitting that his sexual conduct had fallen beneath the standards expected of him during his almost 50-year career. He indicated that he would not contest claims by three priests and a former priest of inappropriate behaviour dating back to the 1980s and intended to retire permanently from the public life of the church. Cardinal O'Brien pulled out of the conclave to elect a successor to Pope Benedict following widespread publicity over the allegations of sexual misconduct. In a statement issued after his resignation, Cardinal O'Brien, a former leader of Catholics in Scotland, said, "I wish to take this opportunity to admit that there have been times that my sexual conduct has fallen below the standards expected of me as a priest, archbishop and cardinal. To those I have offended, I apologise and ask forgiveness. To the Catholic Church and people of Scotland, I also apologise. I will now spend the rest of my life in retirement. I will play no further part in the public life of the Catholic Church in Scotland." President Vladimir Putin hailed the Russian Orthodox Church as a natural partner of the Kremlin in a two-hour film aired on national television extolling the Church's resurgence after its repression under Soviet rule. "In the most critical moments of our history, our people looked upon their roots, the moral foundations, the religious values," Putin said in the nearly two-hour film called The Second Baptism of Russia. Putin, who was interviewed for the film along with Patriarch Kirill and various high-ranking members of the church, said the church naturally filled the moral vacuum after the Soviet Union fell apart. "It was a natural rebirth of the Russian people," he said. "We have lots of lines of cooperation between the church and the state," he said, calling the church a natural partner of the state and a factor of unity between people on the territory of the former USSR. The film, made by the publicity department of the Russian Orthodox Church, said that Russia builds 1,000 churches in the world every year, something unprecedented in the history of Christianity, and ended by showing an image of Earth with bright rays of light coming out of countries where the church has a presence. Observers have noted the increasing ties of the Russian state and the Orthodox Church under Patriarch Kirill over the past year, with state television news frequently covering religious holidays and the Patriarch's speeches. In Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, a nun strummed an acoustic guitar. Monks in sandals sang, a disco light being rainbow-coloured stars inside a prayer room. It seems that Brazil's religious orders are working hard to find young recruits this week. With Pope Francis in town for a Catholic youth event, nuns, priests and monks set up some 130 stands in a Rio de Janeiro park to attract people to an austere life dedicated to God. At one stall, people took photos next to a life-size picture of Latin America's first pope. Others posed next to a man who sat frozen, dressed like St. Francis in a monk's robe and a Bible in hand. Others sold nun dolls, handed out popcorn, or distributed bags adorned with pictures of Jesus skating. Although many young people stopped to ask questions, few appeared willing to plunge into an eternity of celibacy or life in a remote monastery. Keeping the Catholic flame alive in Brazil and elsewhere is one of the challenges facing the Pope. The world's biggest Catholic country has seen its flock shrink, while evangelical churches and secularism gain ground. In Rio, a metropolis of 12 million people, only 120 men are training for priesthood. In China, state media and officials say a man who couldn't register his fourth child because he didn't pay a penalty for violating China's strict family planning laws stabbed to death two government workers and injured four others. The incident illustrates how disliked China's family planning policy is, more than 30 years after it started limiting most urban couples to one child and rural families to two. An official from a family planning office in southern Guangxi region says the man was certified mentally disabled. The official says one of the four injured workers had a hand cut off. The official Xinhua news agency says the man was told by the office Monday he couldn't register his child because he didn't pay the penalty, and returned Tuesday and attacked six workers. In London, the hunt is on for the phantom cucumber thrower who has left dozens left scattered around the streets of posh Hampstead. In the past fortnight, locals have posted a string of photos of cucumbers after spotting them in odd places around the elite area north of West London. Hampstead is home to scores of celebrities including Kate Moss, Ricky Gervais, Liam Gallagher, Chris Martin and Jonathan Ross. The cucumbers have appeared poking out of bushes outside flats, on walls, at train stations and placed in the middle of roads waiting to be squished by cars. Local Alice England spotted a cucumber, classed as a fruit, in a bush outside her home, tweeting, "Just found this cucumber in the bush outside our flat. No joke, whose is it?" Another, Eugene Regis, posted a photograph of a cucumber placed on a rock outside his flat, asking, "Is this anybody's cucumber left by my flat?" City worker Anna McGilvery, 26, spotted a cucumber plonked on a platform at West Hampstead Thames Link station last week. She said, "As I got off the train, I saw this cucumber lying there. It was a bit of a health hazard because I got a tripped over it. It was such a random thing to see that I started laughing, and then some of the other commuters started laughing. It just looked so hot and pathetic lying there in the middle of the platform, like it was sunbathing or something." Commuter Jacob Sager Weinstein spotted another cucumber plonked on a garden wall opposite a Tesco store. Dozens of cucumbers have been found all over Hampstead, and at last count a total of 36 have been spotted, with many left on walls, on bushes and on the road over the past fortnight. But mystery surrounds who is doing it and why. Jonathan Turton, who runs the West Hampstead Life blog, compiled some of the photos posted on Twitter and asked people to submit photos in a bid to find a connection. He wrote, "What's going on? Are they breeding? Is this the day of the Triffid sort of thing?" Twitty fan Andy Goo got a whiff of a clue last week after claiming to have spotted a man in a suit leaving a cucumber at West Hampstead Thames Link station. He tweeted, "Bizarre sight of the day. A chap in a suit purposefully dropped a cucumber on the platform at West Hampstead Thames Link this morning. It happened just as the train pulled up. He had jet black hair, well tanned and fairly short. Who could it be?" My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.